Hello, and welcome to the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody's having a blessed Good Friday. It's nice down here in Florida. Weather's breezy, and it's sunny outside. It's going to be an awesome weekend. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Oh, I'm doing great, Austin. I want to wish everybody a Good Friday and a wonderful, blessed Easter. This is going to be playing all weekend on Easter Sunday, too. So if you're listening today and it's Easter, just have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Easter. And I just, we need to all continue to pray together that our world's going to eventually work its way back towards some type of peace. So we've got to just believe that. By the way, I want to issue some clarification from yesterday. Yesterday we were talking about different types of bombs, the Moab bomb, and we were also talking about fuel air bombs. And I want to make sure everybody understands these are two separate types of instruments. The Moab bomb, I thought was a fuel air bomb. I may have been a little confused with that yesterday because I'd not done the research on it until last night. The Moab air bomb is just a straight TNT bomb. It has the equivalent range. The bomb that they dropped on Hiroshima was about, I believe it was about 14 kilotons. And, that was the one that was called the Little Boy. And then the bomb that they dropped on Nagasaki was the Fat Man. It had about 20 kilotons. The Moab bomb has the equivalent yield of about 11 kilotons. So it's a huge, huge weapon. The air bomb that I was talking about yesterday, Russia has developed that one, and it also has a huge yield on it, much bigger. They said it's close to 40 kilotons, Austin. This is a non-nuclear device, and it's the fuel air bomb that actually spreads the fuel into the air and uses the air in the atmosphere to ignite it, creating a huge fireball, sucking the atmosphere out. So this basically was almost as powerful as the bomb that they dropped on Hiroshima. They dropped yesterday or the day before in Afghanistan. So it's a pretty major event to have happen. And I have a friend of mine who is basically a Washington insider. He knows a lot of people in Washington, and he actually met, and he called me a few minutes ago, Austin. I haven't even told you this yet. Just called me a few minutes before the show started and said that he was in the Oval Office this week, met with several different people, and also met with Bannon and said that Bannon is definitely out. And it's as we had said on the show over almost 2 months ago now, that Jared Kushner is pretty much running the White House, that Ivanka, they call her Jayvanka in the White House, like J-Lo, like they think that these two, you know, movie stars running the White House, that Trump pretty much does whatever Ivanka wants him to do, which is some weird stuff. The whole thing is that they said she has some type of hold over him, and that Jared's pretty much running the White House. They said, my friend, my inside source said, that he really doesn't care about the evangelicals or the Bible or prayer. That was kind of a ruse that was just basically put upon us as Christians to try to get him a vote, to get him elected, kind of like George Bush did. And in addition to that, he pretty much has fired everybody surrounding him in the White House. They got him elected and has gone over to a straight neocon, pro-Israel administration, pretty much pushing the warmongering ways of Lindsey Graham and McCain. So we've got to continue to pray for Trump, but we can't be naive. I'm going to say that again. We have to continue to pray for Trump, but we can't be naive. When George Bush decided he was going to attack Iraq for doing nothing with 9/11, that's when I spoke against George Bush and got basically eviscerated by my friends. I don't want you guys that are listening to the show, because I've had some complaints that I'm not pro-Trump enough any longer. But it's like Gerald Celente said on Wednesday, only the way Gerald could say it, you know, we'll know them by their actions, we'll know them by their fruit, we'll know them by what they do. And it's true. And Trump, by putting Gottlieb into the position of Food and Drug Administration, one of the chief product development people for, you know, GlaxoSmithKline, the manufacturer of Gardasil, you know, sitting on the boards of 20 different manufacturing facility things, it's almost like Trump knew that the vaccines were a major point with the conservatives, because it's so all over the internet. It's almost as if he had been given talking points as to what the conservative right wants to have us talk to, wanted him to talk about, and he's done so. And I feel so badly for all those people that attended the millions of people that attended the Trump rallies all over the United States to support him, for him to turn back over into a complete and total neoconservative, pro-Israel, pro-Zionist, pro-war, pro-everything in the White House. But what do we think was going to happen, guys? I mean, we told you to start with back last fall, he's either going to be one of the best presidents we've had, or he's going to be a complete and total fraud, like we had been told, you know, with all the stuff with his sexual exploits and all the things he was involved in. But I defended him. I did. And I'm still believing God that we can get the best from him, I hope. But guys, it's just looking kind of like the same old all over again, and that Goldman Sachs is firmly in charge of the White House, as always, and that the military-industrial complex is firmly in charge of the White House, which those two are pretty much the same entity, you know, through the Rothschild-Rockefeller crime cabal. So it's going to be interesting 4 years. So we'll see what happens. Also, Dave Hodges, my good friend from the Dave Hodges Common Sense Show, will be coming on at the bottom of this hour for about 15 minutes. He had 15 minutes he could spare today. He's going to give you guys a world uptake as far as what he thinks is going on. So that's going to be interesting, and where he thinks his intel sources are taking us. So we're going to have an interesting show today. So you guys stay tuned, put some seatbelts on, because it's going to be fun today. It's going to be an interesting run. What do you want to start with, Oz?
Well, this first one, this is kind of more of a positive light on what's going on with Trump. Now, whether or not the globalists approved of this or not, you guys remember that Trump was trying to pass legislation to allow states to block funding that would go to Planned Parenthood. Well, he signed a legislation on Thursday that was HG Resolution 43. It was 2 weeks yesterday after the Senate approved the legislation 51-50 with Vice President Mike Pence casting the tie-breaking vote. Now, states can now block funding that would go to facilities like Planned Parenthood or any other abortion clinics that they choose not to support. So I don't know if that's going to change a whole lot. I'm sure Planned Parenthood's still going to figure out a way to get other funds, but that, at least in my opinion, is a good sign for states' rights. Anytime we can get back rights to the states to do what we want with our money, to be able to have our own laws, and the federal government is basically there to help support us in any way that we need it, and also to come together if we had an invasion. That's really the primary goal that they set aside as the founding fathers when our country was built, and the states trumped government law or federal law. So anytime we can bring something like back, I kind of like that, Dad, but we'll see what happens with it.
Yeah, let's talk about some more helpful news, Dave. Let's talk about the holidays and depression and why right now in the world the number one cause of disease and disability is depression. It's number one in the world right now. I want to talk about that for just a second. This is an article by Petrowski, and it says something is dreadfully wrong in the world when depression has become such a major cause of disease. Even the most successful members of our society are plagued with this illness and has become so prevalent that it is now the number one cause of disease and disability in the world. According to the World Health Organization, depression is now the leading cause of ill health and disability globally, affecting an estimated 322 million people worldwide, including more than 16 million Americans. I mean, this is crazy. The rates of depression have increased by 18% between 2005 and 2015. According to the U.S. National Institute of Mental Health, 11% of Americans over the age of 12 are on antidepressant drugs. In women who are in their 40s and 50s, 25% of these women are on drugs for depression because of menopause primarily. Right now in the United States, suicide rates are at a 30-year high. Coincidentally, about 30 years after Prozac was pushed into the mainstream by Pfizer, their suicide rates are at a 30-year high. Remember, one of the side effects of Prozac is suicide. And that begs the question of whether or not the modern catch-all solution to antidepressants is actually making it worse. Remember, Prozac is an activated form of fluoride. So you guys can look that up if you like. We've covered that multiple times on here. Some of the other side effects are basically a poor diet, a lack of sunlight, which is a deficiency of vitamin D3, and a spiritual, you know, not having the proper spiritual development and prayer. We need to understand something, guys. When you have the ability to go to God in prayer and you have the ability to talk to Him about things that are going on in your life, then it makes it a lot easier to deal with your life and the consequences. When you understand that you're connected with God and you have the ability to go into His throne room by just calling on Him, you understand that you can deal with depression a lot better. Now, there's some natural things from a dietary standpoint that we have to prevent depression. One of the first is vitamin D as in dog 3. This is called seasonal affective disorder in so many of the northern counties and states around the United States and around the world. When it gets real dark outside, our body doesn't make much vitamin D, and we have limited amounts of sunlight, our body doesn't make much vitamin D. Or when we get all these chemtrails, our body doesn't make very much vitamin D. Or when we use sunscreen, sunblock, we don't get very much vitamin D. And so our bodies need vitamin D to maintain a healthy attitude and healthy mental state. Very, very important. So we do not want to go in and have nutritional deficiencies if we're having problems with depression. Also, 5-hydroxy L-tryptophan, cod liver oil, vitamin D3, All of them are super important, along with iodine for the thyroid. All of these things really help to combat depression and make you stay a lot healthier in the meantime. Plus, another thing you can't neglect is you may have to make sure you have really good intestinal flora in your diet. Every single day I take an acidophilus product to keep my intestines doing right, especially if you've ever been on antibiotics, which I know almost everybody listening probably has. You have to be taking a natural source of acidophilus, preferably a blend, to make sure you reinoculate your colon. That's exactly right. That's why I take it every single day. If you've got problems with constipation or diarrhea, it's super important that you do that every single day. Austin, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, well, we carry two different forms, and we do that to kind of offer, you know, a basic, healthy, everyday probiotic blend is the name of the one we carry. It's very affordable. It lasts for a while, and we also have a more advanced formula, our probiotic 100 billion, which is 100 billion CFUs, our colony-forming units. Really, really advanced formula. Great formula if you have been on antibiotics or you're really trying to recolonize the body with healthy bacteria in the colon. Here's an article that I pulled up earlier. It goes right into it now. Heavy antibiotic use may significantly increase the odds of developing bowel cancer, a new recent study revealed. It ties right into it. Otherwise known as colon rectal cancer, the disease is currently the third most common type of cancer in the United States. The study published in the Journal of Digestive Diseases and Science revealed a dose-dependent increase in the risk of developing colorectal cancer. Data on more than 20,000 participants showed that patients who were prescribed antibiotics were more likely to develop colorectal cancer compared with those who did not have any antibiotic usage. The study also revealed that cancer risk increased further with every 5 prescriptions of antibiotics. So that just kind of goes hand in hand with what Dad just said. It's very important for digestion. It's very important for overall colon health. You guys have to remember, if the colon's not functioning properly, I mean, that's the last place that your body's getting rid of all the toxic elements and flushing them out of your body. So when your body starts getting stopped up right there and you're not having good bowel movements, it can cause all types of issues. So adding in a good, healthy probiotic, and also, too, if you need to add a fiber blend in, we have our Fiber Max product, which is a really, really advanced formula. You can also try our Atrialo if you need something a little bit more on the milder side, but the one formula we have is very, very popular. We've been selling quite a bit of it. We actually just brought it out. I think when we bring the fiber product out, that probably, it's called Fiber Lean, about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago.
Great. One thing about use that on a regular basis. Yeah,
I mean, it supports actually healthy weight control. It's really good for glucose metabolism, really good for healthy bowel movements. That's on the website called Fiber Lean, and usually lasts about 1 to 2 months depending on the dosage you use. So that's a good thing to use in conjunction with a probiotic blend every single day.
Well, the whole thing about it is, we've talked about it throughout the week, is that you have to make sure you maintain your health. I mean, and here's the thing. Our bodies are being subjected to all kinds of stressors because of the chemtrails, because of the electrical interference in our lives with all of these cell phones, and because of power grids and everything else that's going on around us from an energy field standpoint. It's really imperative that we maintain proper nutrition and nutrient density in the food that we eat, because if we don't do that, one of the things that's happening is our bodies start to decline and go to aging very, very quickly. Very important that you maintain what you need to do as far as your health. Every morning, I've told you guys, I get up and I have a protein shake, and I have like 8 different products in it, so it's a little bit pricey, so I don't really promote it because it's so expensive for all the raw materials. Now, once you buy it and you get all the materials, it probably costs you $4 or $5, you know, every morning to make it. It's not that expensive, and it lasts a long time, but it's just a lot of stuff to put into a blender all at once, including fresh blueberries. If I can't get them fresh and make sure they're organic, I'll use the frozen organic blueberries. So it's a really super healthy drink I have every single morning. Now, when I first get up in the morning, I've mentioned this to you, I'm going to mention it again, is I have a 22-ounce glass of water, and I put a purple stick in it every single day, and I put in about 2,000 milligrams, or about 2 grams of vitamin C powder in it. And then every once in a while, sometimes I'll put a couple shakes of salt in it to help rehydrate my body after the evening. And I do that every single morning. And what ends up happening is it just gets my body hydrated and ready to go. And about an hour later, I have my protein shake. And that's pretty much my deal every single day, because I want to start off with a really high-density, high-nutrient breakfast every single morning. Now, of course, if all you want to do is take some vitamins and eat some eggs and some oatmeal, that's another good way to do it. Eggs and oatmeal are a phenomenal source of protein. It helps to stabilize the blood sugar very, very well throughout the day. And of course, you can take your supplements with it. I also, this morning, I put in the powdered vitamin that we have at the office. It's a really good multiple powder. It's a little bit pricey. It's because of the natural beet powder and all the stuff that we use on it. But it's really good for children and for elderly who can't swallow pills. It does a great job. By the way, not to say that Libya is already having enough problems and all of a sudden the African migrants are trying to get into Germany aren't having enough problems, but as they're going through Libya, a lot of these migrants are being seized and they're being sold into slavery by the guys in Libya. I mean, you know, you got to remember something. When the blacks were sold into slavery to the slave traders out of England to be brought to the United States hundreds of years ago, it was being done by their own kings. They were selling these guys in for what they call them slave beads. In fact, I was in Africa a few years ago and I talked to a lady who had collected a whole bunch of slave beads that because there were so many of them from the sale of these, their own citizens or their own tribal members to the slave traders. Let me read you part of this article. It's from, this is out of Reuters. It doesn't have a name on the article. It says, Libyan smugglers are selling African migrants into slavery. It says, African migrants passing through Libya on the way to the EU are being kidnapped and sold in the slave markets by smugglers for $200 to $500 each. As I guess what a human being is worth. Typically they are held for ransom, forced labor, or sexual exploitation according to the United Nations. I find this interesting because the United Nations has also been in the middle of the slave trade and sex trade. This is out of Geneva. Growing numbers of African migrants passing through Libya are traded on what they call slave markets before being held for ransom and forced for labor. West African migrants interviewed by the International Organization for Migration have recounted being bought and sold in garages and car parks in the southern city of Saba, one of Libya's main migrant smuggling hubs. Migrants are traded for $200 to $500 and are held for an average of 2 to 3 months. Migrants are being sold in the market as a commodity, he said. Selling human beings and becoming a trend among smugglers as the smuggling networks in Libya are becoming stronger and stronger. The networks, many from Nigeria, Senegal, and Gambia, are captured as they head north towards Libya's Mediterranean coast, which some are trying to catch boats trying to get into Italy. Guys, you know, Libya, when Gaddafi was there, this stuff didn't happen like this. Okay, this is insanity. You know, the Clinton administration, the globalists, the Rothschild boys, the Sabbateans, when they destabilized this country of Libya, and could, you know, with what happened with Benghazi and all this, they've turned this literally into a hellhole. It had a very high standard of living, very good educational numbers for Africa, everything. But because Gaddafi wanted to start trading in gold and get away from the petrodollar, this is what happened to his country. Incredible loss. Anything you want to add to that?
No, it's sad, Bud. We've seen this happen in numerous countries over there, and essentially, I mean, one of the main things they do wrong is they don't want to be stuck with the Federal Reserve globalist currency and the petrodollar. That's what it always comes down to. And as soon as the globalists realize that you don't want to play their game, they use the world's largest, most advanced military, essentially, to go in and invade you for some whatever excuse they want to come up with. This is what happens. This is what happens every single time. They need an excuse. They need a reason to go in. That's what's going on. Another story, well, this is kind of a humorous story. Well, not really humorous, but it is kind of funny. United Air got caught in more scandal, I guess you could say, yesterday when Richard and Linda Bell, who were on a United Airlines flight home from Houston to Calgary on Sunday, this is just a couple weeks ago, after spending, or a couple days ago, spending weeks in vacation in Mexico. They were, this was from Tyler Durden, I love the wording on this. He says here, he goes, while they were not violently deplaned out of yet another overbooked airplane, as just as traumatic ordeal took place when a scorpion fell on his head from an overhead compartment and onto Richard. The scorpion ended up stinging Richard on the arm, and he was okay. They said on here, though, upon landing in Calgary, emergency personnel came on board the plane to examine Richard. At one point, he made the single biggest mistake in his life. He showed no signs of distress, according to an EMS spokesperson, and declined medical attention. So he had the opportunity right now basically to make a huge ordeal about this, that a scorpion stung him on a United Airlines flight, and they probably would have settled for a very sizable sum of money. But he obviously was okay, so it's good he didn't do that, I guess. But, yeah, United's just getting a lot of bad publicity right now. First, they drag somebody off an airplane after they knock him out with two U.S. Air Marshals because some employees wanted to ride, and I guess the patron that paid to fly on the plane wasn't good enough to fly, so he got extracted forcibly from the plane. Now, this poor guy gets a scorpion dropped on his head and stung, which, I mean, he obviously wasn't life-threatening, but getting stung by a scorpion still never fun, Dad. But United Airlines is just on a losing streak right now, so to speak.
Well, I think that you know, I thought it was the air marshals, too, that had pulled him off, but apparently it was Chicago Airport PD that was there.
Okay.
Who pulled him off the airplane. So I want to make sure everybody knows that wasn't the air marshals, because most of the time the air marshals, they're not going to get involved with something like that. They're more or less concerned
That's
about somebody trying to hijack the plane. But but the Chicago PD makes more sense anyhow, because as corrupt as that whole organization is. By the way, I want to talk about this a little bit. Is Kim Jong-un planning to use submarines to launch a nuclear attack? How 50 North Korean subs went missing, sparking a panic in Seoul and Tokyo. Now, I was, you know, all over this the other day, and I didn't get a chance to talk about it, but I want to talk about it today. I got to ask a question. Where in the world did this clown get 50 submarines? Just to be, they have a used submarine auction? I mean, where are these things coming from? But what happens, he's got a bunch of these old submarines that are diesel-operated, which sound like they're real junky, but they're not, because here's the thing. These things are run by batteries. And so when they run on silent and they're running on batteries under the ocean, it's very, very difficult to track these things, because they don't have an internal combustion engine going or a nuclear thing going down there. These things are really, really, really quiet. But 50 of these things seem to have disappeared, and they don't know where they are. But when I looked at the pictures of these things, they're pretty much rusted out. So I don't know if he has the ability to launch anything from these submarines or what, or if these things are even seaworthy to the point that everybody is concerned about. But the reality is this. You know, this guy is a nutbag. I got that, okay? But, you know, Gerald Celente said this, you know, on Wednesday, that he has met repeatedly with people trying to figure out what to do so they wouldn't be attacking him, but nobody wants to meet with him. Remember, think about this for a second. He's got China on his north border. I'm not defending the guy. I think he's nuts, okay? Because the guy seems like a Looney Tune. But he's got China on the north border with 150,000 troops supposedly now lined up on his north border. He's got 50,000 U.S. troops lined up on his south of the border, they're still there from the Korean War from way back in the 50s. And he has all of these people surrounding him doing military exercises in the ocean outside of his country. I mean, that's pretty intimidating for this little guy. So he's probably pretty freaked out from the whole thing. But the reason they're so concerned about it from a global standpoint, again, is that these submarines are battery operated when they go under. Now, a lot of them aren't the real big submarines like we would think if we saw today. All of these submarines are diesel, electric, and extremely old, and such that submarines can submerge for only a few days at a time. That's a pretty serious threat for a couple of days. And once they surface, it'd be easy to spot them. But even with the sub still missing, their operational limitations lend credence to the idea that at least a portion of the submarines have returned to their pens in North Korea or are continuing to hide out in scheduled or secluded coves and inlets throughout the North Korean shoreline. But despite the submarine's age and relative technological inferiority, the vessels could still cause substantial damage to South Korean vessels and disrupt shipping throughout the peninsula. In 2010, a Korean submarine destroyed the Cheonan, a South Korean naval vessel. That attack killed 46 Korean sailors. The sinking of the Cheonan is a stark reminder of the asymmetrical challenge that North Korea's massive, albeit rotting, diesel submarine fleet presents. Guys, you have to remember how many thousands of tons of shipping that the German submarine fleet sank in World War I. It was pretty much the open bombing of shipping, you know, torpedoing of shipping that got the United States into World War I. And we have to understand that these submarines, if they're going after a vessel that has no armament or has no ability to detect them, can wreak a lot of problems. They can do a lot of problems and a lot of damage. So who knows if this guy really has 50 submarines. I'd like to know where they came from personally and how in the world he got his hands on that. Some of them, they say they may have been developed by the North Koreans. But this is a country, remember, they can't even feed themselves. So I have no idea how in the world they have the kind of money to maintain a fleet of 50 submarines, if that indeed is a true story. I'm not sure because I haven't counted them, but it's from a pretty good source. It was from the Business Insider from where I'm reading, plus several other sources. What do you think, Austin?
That was exactly my thoughts. I've heard the same thing. And where do they get the money for 50 submarines? I mean, where do you go to usubmarineauction.com? You just bid on them, you know, like, oh, there's a good deal on a submarine. Let's have that delivered. Okay, Kim Jong-un, we'll have it shipped. I mean, where does he get 50 submarines from? We just said, how's he maintaining these things? I mean, the country's got more sanctions on them than like any country in history. They can't really do anything at all. I know, I mean, there's no way they're producing that much material and metals and batteries and all that stuff in factories down there that we know of, I guess. I've never been to North Korea, never been there before, so I've never seen what they're actually engaged in. We do know that the mainstream media lies to us on a regular basis, so there's really no idea what these guys have, but I really didn't think he had that type of operational fleet till I read that earlier. 50 submarines, I mean, granted, that wouldn't do a whole lot if, you know, the U.S. warships started coming in. But granted, you get 50 of them, I mean, especially in some of, like I said, in those inlets over there, and they could kind of hide out and chill and sneak around their little auction submarines. I mean, that could definitely pose some problems if these guys want to go hot with everything. But again, all we ever hear is what the mainstream media tells us. So I don't really know. I know the guy seems like he's nuts from a lot of the stories I've read. I don't have any respect for him. His haircut is ridiculous. I don't know who does his hair. It's out of control. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So, I mean, that right there says a lot about a man. I'm going to leave that right there. Just, we'll leave it in there, Dad.
Oh, by the way, this is from by Michael Cantrell. He's talking about Marvel Comics are pushing the envelope too far with hidden messages because of what they're doing. They're pushing diversity. It says the publisher even stated that shoving diversity down the throats of consumers has backfired big time with a massive tick down in sales. It started with turning Thor, the god of thunder in Marvel, into a woman. Then it progressed to making a brand new Captain America pro-illegal immigration. Then moved on to making original Captain Rogers a Nazi Hydra agent. And various books will be treated to homosexual weddings, two males kissing, and it goes on and on. While some of these egregious examples of leftist propaganda are being thrust in the mainstream, they're nothing compared to what Adrian Snyoff snuck into an issue of X-Men Gold, which resulted in the book being yanked from store shelves. Indonesian artist Snyoff is said to have added hidden references to the Quran and the number 212, in which he was actually talking about how, this is the, hey, I've lost my page, referring to Muslim protests against Christian Governor Jaraka. Snyoff said, this is a special memory for me. The number is a peace act that the governor did blasphemy to our holy book, the Quran. So they're using these comic books to basically change the hearts and the minds of children into accepting all of this stuff. Now, you remember, think about this stuff for a second, guys. What do you think Disney's been doing with the Beauty and the Beast? All of this stuff is designed specifically to go after that age group demographics that is the one that they're going to be able to come in and do the most damage with. But I mean, now they're turning Iron Man into a lesbian woman. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. I mean, I can't even believe all of this stuff is going on, and we're sitting back and we're watching and going, wow, this is nuts. But again, this is what they're doing. This is a Sabbatean way. This is what's going on with the entire planet. They're trying to turn everything upside down that God made good. Remember, the fallen angels did what they did back in Genesis chapter 6, and they pretty much trashed the planet until every thought of every man was evil all of the time. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return. And so we realize that goes back to the being evil with every thought all the time. So what we're having here is another reenactment of like Noah chapter 2. I'm just being facetious with that because that didn't exist. But that's what we're having here going on, because they want to turn everything upside down until finally God's going to yell Ganook, you know, and the book of Revelation is going to start opening up and this thing's going to come to a giant war. Then we know that's headed this way. So guys, keep praying. This is Good Friday. We've got to stay together in prayer. We've got to continue to believe that God can change things, that prayer changes things, and we can continue to believe that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we've got to pray for the protection of our country, but in particular, we have to pray for the protection of our families. that's so important in our churches and our friends. If we stick together in a micro kind of a way, and we all bond together in a macro kind of a way, we can have tremendous power and authority. But guys, we can't just pray generalized prayers. We got to pray specifically for what we want. And I want Trump to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I want Trump to fall on his knees before God. I want Trump to have the PT-109 experience with JFK when he basically left the globalist way and decided to become a person who could do something for change. That's what I want to see happen. I want him to have a true born-again experience if he has not had that yet, and I want him to start serving Yeshua in Yahweh. That's what I believe right now. What do you think, Austin?
Amen. That's absolutely right. That's just spot on. Back to what you were saying with Disney, though, I want to address this because I actually pulled an article up right into that. You know, obviously we know about Disney and their sexually deviant content they put in everything along with a lot of their pagan stuff. Well, they have just filed patents on AI robots for children. This is some weird stuff they're doing now. A rendering of Disney's disturbing invention depicts this huggable shaped character with two arms that looks like a friendly creature in its finalized form, because obviously you guys know Disney's marketing and how they get children to perceive their products is incredible. They do have a great thing with that, but they also make sure they put all the weird subliminal satanic sexually deviant stuff on the back end so the kids don't even realize they're being exposed to it. The whole thing is really creepy because this robot, this little cuddly robot, is going to have the ability to engage in, and I quote, desired motions and output forces, depending on how it's programmed to operate. Reports suggest that this humanoid robot will use these motions to directly interact with children in a physical way, effectively becoming part of their lives and influencing their development. Disney research scientists are exploring the manufacturing of robots that can safely interact with young people, effectively altering how kids grow up, which will further allow for robots to integrate with mankind, warns Nate Brown from Christian Truther. Disney's patent for the concept admits that the goal is to create a human-like robot that will be physically interactive with children without scaring them. The patent document describes the concept as, and I quote, an interactive guidance, which in my opinion what that means is a new type of parental influence for children that's not their parents. The next step, this is really the next step in subverting humanity by pushing the transhumanist agenda. We've talked about that so many times, guys. Disney's has been exposed numerous times for their subliminal sexual and occult imagery throughout their motion pictures and productions and toys and parks and all the stuff and. So now that they're coming out with essentially an AI robot that's going to adapt to you and to do essentially what you want it to do and help give you guidance, that's kind of creepy to me, Dad, considering Disney's track record with what they put into children's toys and movies.
I agree, Austin. Dave Hodges, you with me? Okay, apparently Dave couldn't get hooked up with Todd, so apparently we're not going to have Dave on today, but we'll see if he hooks up in a second or so. But you're absolutely, remember, Austin, tell him what happened when you and Dalton went to Disney to the Haunted Mansion, and you basically had a... they were telling you about all the subliminal hidden messaging and photographs inside of the Haunted Mansion. Do you remember all that?
Vaguely, yeah. That was a long time ago. But yeah, the way it is in the Haunted Mansion, if you guys have ever been in there before, it's very dark. It's got all kinds of lighting, shadows. It's a haunted mansion. So just pick a really dark, gloomy haunted mansion. We went through it one time and the ride basically broke, so the lights were on. You saw the whole haunted mansion. I mean, full-blown LEDs everywhere. I mean, it's lit up like basically like an office. And we had to go through it, and they're like, okay, we're sorry, blah, blah, blah. But then they have all these weird photos on the wall of stuff you see in there when you're going through the haunted mansion that I've never seen before in my life. All types of things in the backgrounds of the photos, really weird, just subliminal stuff, sexual stuff, real satanic stuff that you don't even really see during when you're normally doing it because of the lighting, the reflections, the strobes, the dark shadows, all this stuff. And it's pretty odd. So, I mean, Disney doing that just in Haunted Mansion is pretty clear that they do that on a regular basis because that was one of their key areas that they could do that in. It's pretty weird. That whole place is very strange when you start looking at it from an outside perspective.
Now, also, I believe you said the same thing with Tower of Terror, same thing. But I think we've got Dave Hodges. Dave, you with us?
I am with us.
Dave, thank you. You're no stranger to my audience. You've been on the show many times with me. Everybody, this is Dave Hodges from the Common Sense Show. It's heard live every single Sunday night for 3 hours. I believe he'll probably be playing a tape for Easter Sunday, though. But he has a tremendous podcast. He's also got an internet presence that's unparalleled. He has a huge YouTube channel. He puts out messages on YouTube 2 or 3 times a day. And I wanted to bring Dave on for 10 or 15 minutes a day here on Good Friday, because I knew it was going to be playing all weekend. I want him to kind of give us his take of what's going on with Jared Kushner, what's going on in the White House, what's going on with Trump. Is Trump who he says he is? Is there going to be a breakup of the country? Are we going to have a new world dominating currency? Are we going to be broken into China, Russia, and the United States? What in the world is going on, Dave, from your perspective? Go ahead.
It's complicated, and since you invited me to come on, and I appreciate the invitation, I have been in contact with 3 reliable sources, and one of them is extremely close to me. I mean, very close. And we're talking 2 degrees of separation for this information. It's primary source to primary source. I also have a military source and an intelligence source that has pieces of this. So putting the jigsaw puzzle up, let me tell you what I've learned. Trump did indeed engineer the plan that I've reported on the last 2 days that brought China and America into an alliance. And now Russia is outgunned and they can't compete economically, and they know it. Russia will be dragged back to the table. The world's going to be divided into 3 spheres of influence, not necessarily geographically, but resource and economic spheres. Trump did engineer the North Korean plan, coordinated with China. Now, Trump is out as far as being the real president. And it's not Jared Kushner calling the shots. He's the useful idiot, along with daddy's little girl, Ivanka. It's George Soros calling the shots on behalf of the bankers from Basel. And I've heard this 3 times in the last 30 minutes before I came on. What they're upset about, North Korea is not in central banking. Syria is not in central banking, and all we have to do is go back and reflect on what happened in Libya, and we're seeing a repeat of this. When these 2 nations go down, then that will isolate Iran, and Iran will have an internal coup. That's the plan, and they'll do a regime change. They don't want to be done for them like we did in Libya. But here's the deal. It's really, really bad what's coming. See, when the world gets divided up into these 3 spheres, it's Basel that'll be calling the shots. You're one small step away from total unification. And I was told by one source today that unification will take place prior to 2025. It'll either happen by a merger, or more likely, it'll happen by a depopulation war that'll take most of the planet with it. That's what I've been given.
Wow. So George Soros, who basically is a cutout for the Rothschild banking empire, who is their proxy, is pretty much running the show through the international banking community. So basically what we can say is the Sabbatean Kabbalists, these Luciferians, these Satan worshipers, are clearly making their move on the world stage as we speak.
That's correct. And the Trump deep state people, he appointed a lot of people, probably unknown to him, with deep state alliances, and they are going to ignore all his directives. He cannot fire all of them and retain any confidence. He's been backed into the proverbial corner. The only question that is unanswered is, he still going to be allowed to make domestic decisions? Foreign policy, he's not making any decision from this point on. And he was informed of this morning. He missed 3 appointments this morning, is what I was told. 3, not 1, 3 appointments, because he's so distraught, he doesn't know what to say next. He doesn't know whether to wind his watch or take a proverbial poop. That's what's happening in the White House right now. Total chaos. And I got a text message from a contact of mine in the State Department today, and there's funny business going on there directed back at Tillerson. So Tillerson may get pulled into this as well, too.
You know, Dave, it's like we've said for years, all wars are bankers' wars. And the Rothschilds, they took control of the United States through the Federal Reserve Act, and then took control of the Treasury through the Exchange Stability Fund in 1934. and then what's happened with the OSS becoming the CIA, with the deep state and all the stuff that happened at Roswell, all of this stuff ties together with the satanic influence of what's going on with these interdimensional entities running the White House, running the Soros campaign, running the Rothschild, tying us into a D-Wave computer, tying us directly into Lucifer's dimension. So all we have, so basically what you're telling me, all we can do is pray, like I said earlier before you came on the show, for our protection and for the protection of our families. But as far as what's going on globally, Trump is out of the loop. The military has basically staged a coup through the CIA, through the banking community, through the Sabbatean Kabbalists, through the sorcerers, and they're running the show. Does that pretty much sum it up?
Well, I asked that question myself specifically. Mattis is a big player, and he really tipped his hand the couple of weeks ago when he said, wherever Islam is insulted, we'll go kill the people who are perpetrating it. And I'm paraphrasing his quote, but that's exactly what he meant. And he is controlling the military through his position as Secretary of Defense. The commanders, the generals, they don't know what the hell's going on, would be my estimation. They're just following orders. But Mattis is part of the coup. You can take that to the bank, Ted. I'm absolutely convinced of that.
Well, Doug told me the other day, Hagman told me when I was speaking to him, he said that he had been contacted by his deep state people in the Pentagon and the military, and they had told him that President Trump had lost control of the military, that the military had taken control, and I guess it's going to be through Mattis and through the deep state and through the CIA. So this is what's going on right now. So the coup that was almost, I want you to tell my audience, because a lot of them are new, I pick up a lot of new people every single month, I want you to tell them what happened in Benghazi and how we almost had a coup against Obama from the military, and why what happened in Benghazi caused Obama to purge 1,000 generals, captains, colonels. All these guys got kicked out of the military when they were going to go along with a coup against Obama, kind of like what they were trying to do, you know, with Operation Valkyrie in Germany with Hitler when they had enough of what was going on. Tell them what happened in Benghazi, why these troops weren't rescued, who gave the stand down order, how the CIA was involved, and what happened to the admirals who were involved in all this. Go through your story again there, Dave. You're the only person that's got the complete handle on that. Go ahead.
That's because I got it from somebody on the inside. And
that's right.
Let me, and by the way, I was vilified for 4 months after I went out with this story. And then I had people like Glenn Beck, who had crucified me, repeating my story 6 months later. But anyway, here's the story. Admiral Gayet, at that time, commander of Carrier Task Force 3 in the Middle East, the number two guy in that whole region, he called up Ham and he said, are you getting this? And it was basically the ambassador, Chris Stevens, and his bodyguard detail were under attack, and they were holding their own, and they had the information coming to them by drone. And Ham says, yeah, we're getting it too. And Ham says, I'm organizing a rescue mission. He called Leon Panetta. Panetta said, stand down. You're not going anywhere. And so he went and communicated privately with Gayet, said, what do we do? He said, well, basically, if we rescue Stevens, he'll know he's been set up to be assassinated to cover up the fact that Obama's been drug running, gun running, and child sex trafficking in Libya and all throughout the Middle East, and he will turn state's evidence. And this is why they wanted him dead, because this is right before the election and some of this stuff was leaking out. So this is why the Benghazi incident was taking place. Well, Ham was preparing to launch a rescue mission on the part of Gayet. What they did not know, and this is a classic old Soviet Union trick, KGB trick, is that the number two man for General Ham, and I do have his name, it was Colonel Rodriguez, he promptly arrested Ham for disobeying a direct order from the office of the president. And Gayet, I do not have the name of his executive officer at the time, he was arrested as well, and the coup was aborted. These men were prepared to go rescue Stevens and trot him out before the world's media and say, look what Obama's doing, and that would have forced a regime change. Their motivation was the fact that they were sick and tired of seeing the American military decimated and weakened to the point where they could be defeated, and their commanders were having their careers ruined, and they feared for their own careers as well. So this is why they agreed to conspire and work together. But Obama was two steps ahead of them by embedding these sources within their commands that made that mission not workable.
Now, the sources he embedded, they had to be CIA.
They were CIA. Rodriguez was CIA. I don't have information on Gayet, except there was. Now, Gayet disappeared. Now, we know Ham is around, and he's alive and well. No one knows about Guyette. He went to Bremerton, naval base at Bremerton, and he was under house arrest. But it wasn't specified what his charges were. It was basically, they first said on ABC, conduct unbecoming. He couldn't relate to people of color under his command, which is a load of crap. You don't get to a position which is a congressionally appointed position and have trouble getting along with black people. That was the most stupid thing I ever heard. And then I never heard anything more. I've done database searches. I've asked my sources. No one knows where the guy's at. I don't know if he's dead or alive.
And this, this is what precipitated Obama's purging of the military. Is it true that
He was already purging. He was already purging, Ted, but he stepped it up greatly after this.
Now, is it true they were actually given forms to fill out, or they were questioned as far as firing on American Citizens Day?
Well, that is true, but that's been going on since the 90s. This even predates George Bush. This goes back to Clinton, and this started at 29 Palms with an alleged graduate research project by an officer at 29 Palms asking American soldiers that they would do that. That form got legs and made its way through the military and has been used in a variety of ways.
Now, Dave, since we know that Israel's a Rothschild fiefdom, we know that, and we know that the Rothschild fiefdom basically controls Israel, and we know that the entire central banks of the world, except for those few countries you mentioned earlier, are Rothschild central banks, we know that, you know, the Mossad is deeply involved in the cult of the Shabbat cult, of which Jared Kushner is a member of. How much of this information that is being given out or being done or these things that are happening is coming from the Mossad tied directly into the Rothschild banking cartel?
In part. And here's how I look at this. I don't look at this as a Jewish conspiracy of sorts, although there are certainly Jews involved. I look at the CIA, MI5, and you've got the Mossad, and you've got the Russian Secret Service. They're all answering to the same people. They all answer to Basel. See, they do jobs for their home governments, but their real allegiance is to an international order based on child sex trafficking, gun running, and drug running. And drug running is huge for these people. This is why we're still in Afghanistan. You know, what is it, 14 years later, 15 years later, you know, the poppy production in Afghanistan is up because we protect the warlords when we're there. That's a CIA psyops right there. And the Mossad is no different than the CIA. See, I don't separate them. And so when we talk about the conspiracy that's involved here right now, this really goes back. The tentacles that control these intelligence organizations that are carrying this out, they go back to the bankers from Basel. That's who's calling the shots.
So the Bank of International Settlements is who you're talking about.
Exactly. And so, you know, the Bank of International Settlements basically sets off offshore accounts. And I guarantee you, every CIA major operative and director has an account. And they're all paid blood money. The Mossad is paid blood money to these offshore, untraceable accounts that are paid to front companies that in turn disperse the money through various sources to these men to get their capitulation. This is not even a secret. This is something I've known about this practice since my father told me about this in 1985 when he was working in naval intelligence. This is not new. This is a very old style. They're just applying it in a new way.
Well, it's like I've told my audience over and over again. This is not a Jewish conspiracy. This is a satanic conspiracy. It's an international crime cartel conspiracy headed by the Rothschild Bank, the Vatican, the CIA, the secret agency, the Mossad, all of these tied together, answering to the international banking community, who's pretty much been running the planet for hundreds of years at this point. And so it's a situation in which we all have to continue to pray and believe God that we're going to be able to protect our own families at this point, because it could get really, really strange with all of this stuff going on on a regular basis. I mean, I don't think last week when we went into Syria with this 59 missiles, I think that was more of a show. I don't think it had anything to do with, you know, much of anything. It's because he told everybody he was going in there before he did it. But then what ended up happening is, you know, like you said, he was able to isolate Russia through this. So again, but Trump's not doing this anyhow. This is all being chosen for him by this Bank of International Settlements, who's running the planet through their fiat currency and through their slave trade and weapons trafficking and drug running. It's just like a giant mafia has controlled the planet for hundreds of years now, Dave.
Well, that's right. But I want to say this before we close, Ted. this is what the average person should take from this. This is interesting intrigue. But the average person might be sitting there listening to this report right now and going, okay, but what does it mean for me? And let me address that question. What does it mean for the average person? These people, and all you have to do is read what they write. You know, Ted Turner, we want to see a 90% reduction in human population. They all say it. They all write it. I mean, the royal family is all over this issue in the UK. So let me tell you what this means for the average person. This means that not only are they moving the New World Order forward through this reorganizational structure that we're seeing where China's actually aligning with the U.S., but they're also, when they bring in the New World Order, they're going to do it, in my opinion, by war so that they can kill off 90% of the human population. And so there's a death sentence on the heads of most people. And if the average person understood, Ted, what you and I do, there'd be a revolution by sundown.
I agree with you, Dave. And
There would be nowhere that Jared Kushner or George Soros could run and hide, because humanity would hunt them down and hang them by their neck for the war criminals that they are.
Well, yeah, I just watched an hour presentation by the Corbett Report on Rockefeller, you know, the one who just died. And it's amazing to me how they were tied together with the Council on Foreign Relations, tied together with the New World Order, tied together with this, you know, Trilateral Commission, all of this stuff. And Rockefeller had his fingers in all of it. And then also, we have to realize that Aldrich, the mother of Rockefeller, he basically was he was the one who was tied in directly in the formation of the Federal Reserve. I mean, he was one of the guys that met at Jekyll Island. All of this stuff, and Rockefeller included, they've been financed directly or indirectly through the international banking cartels. And this is what's going on all over the world, and it's continuing to go on. And so we have to continue to pray that Trump has a moment of clarity, that he has a true born-again experience if he hasn't had one, and he tries to stand against these guys and at least does a press conference to let people know what's going on. Dave, I want to thank you so much. Again, it's the Common Sense Show. Listen to Dave every Sunday night right here on Global Star Network. He's a phenomenal speaker. He's a phenomenal writer, author. He's also a college professor. He's also a very good friend of mine. And I want to thank you so much, Dave, for coming on today. God bless you, my friend, and have a wonderful, wonderful Easter, and we'll talk to you soon.
Same to you, Ted, and God bless everybody out there. Thank you very much for having me on.
You know, Austin, every time I bring Dave on, he always gives us such – thank you, Dave. Every time I bring Dave on, he always gives me such tremendous insight and clarity as to what's going on from his sources. So I hope and pray that this was a – uplifting message as best as it can be for Easter Sunday and for the Easter weekend, because quite frankly, here's the thing. We've got to believe God. I mean, all of us have to understand something, that we all have hope through Christ Jesus. Without that hope, there is no hope, and we have to continue to pray, continue to believe God, and continue to pray that these guys are fully exposed. Remember, because we have the internet, because we have shows like this show and Dave's show and Hagman's show and Sheila's show, and Caravan to Midnight, because we have shows like this that are out there that are telling folks the truth, the Corbett Report, because we have these types of shows, it makes it so much easier to get this information out. I personally believe that there's going to be a huge, after Trump, I think that this whole movement who put Trump into office, Austin, here's what I believe. When they realize that he's not doing what he said he was going to do, when they finally realize all these millions of people that went to these campaign rallies for Donald Trump, when they finally realize that this guy is not who he said he is, I think there's going to be a giant grassroots movement against all of this mess, and I've got to believe that we're going to have a change in the United States. I've got to believe this next congressional election, we're going to get these insiders out of Washington, get rid of these guys like Lindsey Graham and McCain, if they have the ability to be taken out as far as in this next election cycle, because we always have to have hope, because the Bible says, again, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and it says we need to love one another and have hope and support each other. So, guys, have a wonderful, wonderful Easter weekend. I love you guys. I appreciate you so much. We're doing the best we can at our end. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. Thank you for getting your supplements from us. And just God bless you guys. I love you so much. Austin, go ahead and take the show.
Yes. And you're absolutely right on that, Dad, what you just said. I mean, that's the whole reason why we're doing this show, is to get the word out, you know, about God, about health, about nutrition and daily life, and doing all this stuff we can, but also too trying to spread the word in the Patriot Movement and awaken as many people as possible, because like he just said, we saw the roots movement, the grassroots movement that came up with Trump. We saw the people at the rallies. I mean, it was insane. Every rally was monstrous. That shows you exactly what we can do when we start getting people motivated in the right direction. So if we can get people motivated again in the right direction to expose the globalists and to stand for the Constitution and stand with their patriot brothers to keep America great again and to expose these globalists in the global New World Order scheme that they're trying to force on the American population and the rest of the world, then we very well may have a chance to push these guys back or try and take hold of what we have, because everything can always be inverted. You know, no matter how hard these guys get entrenched in the money supply and the bonds and the government and every part of it, things can always be inverted. So that's my biggest hope and prayer, is that we're able to wake up as many people as possible. That's why we keep doing this show every week. That's why we try and get our listeners to forward it out to people, to wake people up. You know, the more people we can awaken on the dangers of vaccines, and maybe you still get vaccines, maybe you don't, maybe your kids have them, maybe they don't, it doesn't matter. It's the fact that you're waking up and you're realizing that you're need to start making the right decisions, and you have to make the right decisions for yourself, but we want to put that information out there and give you the other side of the coin instead of just the normal mainstream garbage that they try and feed everybody with a shovel on a daily basis and force us to take down. Say, hey, that's crap. You don't want to eat it. It's just simple as that. Here's some real information. Do your research. Find out exactly if this is something you want to do. If you want to inject your child with 76 vaccines before the age of 18. If you want to inject your child with an HPV vaccine. Thousands of girls have died from now all over the world because the toxic stuff is being pushed onto them. You have to make that decision. But that's why we're here, to give you guys a lot of that information and provide you with whatever service we can give you. That's why healthmasters.com, check it out if you guys need anything. We have hundreds of articles on there. We have free videos on there you can watch, free articles you can read about, all types of different topics. Just type in the keyword, or you can go over to videos and click that. Check it out, healthmasters.com. It's on there for whatever you guys need. And on top of that, we manufacture some of the cleanest, purest, highest quality supplements in the world. I told you guys yesterday, Cortisol Buster, one product of the week. That product exploded. We've had a ton of sales in that in the last couple days since it's been on sale. I'm sure the weekend's going to be even bigger. It's on sale for over 15% off. So you guys definitely want to take advantage of that. And also, too, from what I was told, the Doug 10 coupon is still active on the HGH Stimulate and the Muscle Blast for everybody that's getting back in the gym for the summer. 10% off both of those products only. But that was still something that looks like got brought back up the other day. So I want to let everybody know that's still a hot coupon. And again, of course, the Cortisol Buster's on sale. So we appreciate everything, guys. We thank you. You guys have a blessed Easter this weekend. Spread the word. Spread the gospel. Wake up as many people as you can about Christ, about freedom, about everything. And you guys have an awesome weekend, and we'll talk to you again Monday.